Hello, and thank you for downloading Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service. Today we go back to the quarter-final of the 1986 Football World Cup and an extraordinary performance by the Argentine striker Maradona in a match against England. Fred Darve has been talking to the England forward, Gary Lineker.
On the 22nd of June 1986, more than 100,000 spectators packed into the Estadio Azteca in Mexico City to watch the Football World Cup quarter-final between Argentina and England. Later, a statue would be erected outside the stadium to commemorate a goal scored that day, voted the goal of the century. But just minutes before, the Azteca had also witnessed one of the most controversial World Cup goals ever, now known as the Hand of God goal. Both were scored by Argentina's captain, Diego Maradona.
Maradona puts England out of the cup. Two goals from Diego Maradona gave Argentina a 2-1 win in tonight's quarter-final match in Mexico City.
A hero or a villain? Did Maradona use his hand or his head to score?
He just took a chance and just punched it. I couldn't believe it when the referee didn't see it. And even the linesman, I looked across and he was in position. Probably everybody in the ground has seen it except those two.
And oh, what a moment of tragedy. What a moment of injustice.
Another player who scored that day was England's main striker, Gary Lineker. He'd end up with the Golden Boot Award as the tournament's top scorer. Now, Gary, 4 years before that game, UK forces had driven Argentine forces off the Falkland Islands. For many Argentines, including Diego Maradona himself, this game against England was a chance for some kind of revenge.
Well, I think both sets of players went to great lengths to try and stress that this is a game of football, a sporting occasion rather than a political event, and that included Diego. But there was obviously an undercurrent there. We knew about it, we knew about the very recent history. But at the same time, all that really mattered to the players was getting through to the semi-final. It was such a huge occasion, added to the fact that they had the best player in the world. Argentina, England, quarter-finals of the World Cup. It was just a truly memorable occasion. And one, I think, where the first time there was the real sort of that sort of tingling, heart-thumping moments before as you walked out.
Were there any friendly handshakes with the Argentine team?
I think, as always, I think there was great sportsmanship between the two sides, and which probably ended shortly into the game when, obviously, Diego managed to flick one in with his hand.
Now, the first half was goalless, and in the second half then came the Hand of God goal. Just to describe it quickly, the ball looped into the England penalty area. Peter Shilton, the England keeper, went up for it, as did Diego Maradona. Diego Maradona was, of course, much shorter than Shilton, but still managed to sort of get his hand, knocked it over Shilton, into the goal from 7-8 metres. The goal stood. The reason it's called the Hand of God goal is because after the game, Maradona, in the press conference, said, well, the first goal was scored a little with the head of Maradona, a little with the hand of God.
Mano de Dios.
Mano de Dios, indeed. Now, you actually interviewed him for a BBC documentary in 2006, and this is what he said then.
Cheers, you know, for me, man.
It was my hand. With this, I don't mean any disrespect to English fans. But this is something that happens. We used to do this. I had scored goals before in Argentina with my hand. It was a goal that I couldn't reach it, and Shilton was already there, so I couldn't head it. So I did like that. And I moved my head back. And I started running because I started to run at first. Shilton didn't realize. When I see the linesman running, I go out shouting goal, and I look behind me to see whether the referee took the bait, and he had. So that was it. No, I don't think it's cheating. It's cunning, cheekiness. It can be handling the ball, or... No, it's not cheating. I believe it's a craftiness. Maybe we have a lot more of it in South America than in Europe, but because it is very difficult for it not to be seen by two people, the referee and the linesman. So that's why I said it was the hand of God.
Now, Gary, did you see the handball yourself?
No, needless to say, I was hanging around at the other end of the pitch. And I didn't. I saw the ball go in, and I I could sort of see a couple of players jumping for it, including obviously Peter Shilton. And then all of a sudden I could see it trickling towards the goal, and I thought, what's happened there? And then obviously Shilton was running after the referee, and I thought, well, something's gone on here. And then they were all sort of making a gesture, touching their own hands, so I quickly assumed it was handball. I looked at the linesman, he looked like he was going to give something. I think he actually saw it, but wasn't brave enough to give it, for whatever reasons. But the referee clearly hadn't seen it, and if you haven't seen it, then you can't give it. But having seen it many, many times now, obviously, courtesy of television, it's quite clear what happened. He just got away with it.
So the score was 1-0, whether you liked it or not, and then just minutes later came, of course, what's now called the goal of the century. Maradona got the ball in his own half. He ran past five outfield players. He then went round Peter Shilton, scored that magnificent goal. Here's what he said about that to you.
It's the dream goal, the dream goal. As footballers always dream of scoring the best goal in history, we dream it and we have it in our heads. And the truth is, to score that goal for me was fantastic. And in a World Cup. Incredible.
As a striker yourself, Gary, as you watched Maradona pick up the ball, start to run towards the England goal, and keep going, at what point did your alarm bells ring?
My alarm bells started ringing, I think, when he got close to the edge of our box, and I think he went past Fenwick, who probably, knowing Terry, would have brought him down. But he was already on a yellow card. And then I started to think, oh, help. And it was actually unbelievable. And then he went past Shilton and poked him with his left foot. And I remember standing there thinking, wow, that is some goal. And it was the closest I've probably ever been to applauding an opposition player for actually scoring. If it hadn't been for the importance of the occasion, I would have done. It was unbelievable. And to tell you how difficult it was, that pitch at the Azteca was awful. They'd had a lot of problems, and basically in the end they had so many problems with it that they put down lots of square bits of turf, and every time you put your foot to push away, the whole turf would move. It was really difficult to keep your feet, and he scored that goal on that particular surface, which was it was just impossible.
So it was 2-0. England still in it though, and you managed to pull one goal back, but the score stayed 2-1. Now, Gary, your career spanned 16 years, more than 550 games, and in all that time, you were never booked, let alone sent off. Looking at those two Maradona goals now, you can almost say the beauty and the beast. I mean, how do you feel now, all these years later, about those two very contrasting goals?
Well, I still feel exactly the same way about certainly the second one. It's the best goal. I would rate it number one in all the goals that I've ever seen. But the other one, well, I get over things like that quite quickly. It was one of those things, you know, I blame the officials more than I blame him, personally, because, you know, they should have seen it. But they were an excellent, strong side with a genius in it. Quite naughty genius at times. But nevertheless, so, you know, good luck to them. They won it. Oh, it was... just, you know, honest to be on the same pitch as him. You know, I wish he hadn't punched it in the net, and I wish he hadn't scored the best goal I've ever seen. But he did, and yeah, we got on really well, actually.
Gary Lineker, thank you.
My pleasure.
Gary Lineker was talking to Fred Dove for Sporting Witness. The programme was a Whistledown production. For details of our complete range of podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.